Hello, and welcome to the Mod Center Podcast Show. It's episode 65.
Wunderbar! Yeah!
And welcome to the Mod Center Podcast. This is Shepard from socialdissonance.com, also known as Christian from Game Design Reviews, also known as Shepard from socialdissonance.com.
Hello, this is Noxella, also from socialdissonance.com, and also my name is Putty, and I am wearing no pants.
And we are two of four of two Monster Hunters working to create a 2x4 podcast on the second month of the year 2012. Just trying to get it done.
It's half as good as what it used to be.
I think that's kind of an overstatement. So the only thing we're good at, and we're not even all that good at, is fighting monsters. So that's all you're getting this out of this podcast. Don't look for any comedy outside of the incidental, maybe futile attempts at us trying to kill things.
Yeah, we don't have Christian or Nick to fall back on, so...
While it's loading, Nexel, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. This question is from Cole Requiem on Formspring. And Cole asks, if a Monster Hunter game isn't released to the West this year, what will Ironbeard do for a job?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I might have some unique, rare insight on Ironbeard. Ironbeard is somebody that does actually actively... You know, he's an active actor. I think he works for, like, a theater company or something like that in the area of Capcom. And, like, they found him. And, of course, they're stoked to work with him. And they probably would use him in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably got work on his own.
Yeah, I believe it. Most actors tend to have, like, a ton of repertoire for either theater acting or some other type of acting job.
I mean, an Ironbeard could just, like, murder... like monsters anyways. Like, yeah. He hasn't got anything to worry about.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, I'm putting him to sleep.
Okay.
At least that's the plan. That's the plan! That's the plan! Oh my god!
Right.
How did I not
head.
Get hit? Oh my god! Oh my god!
You're good.
That was amazing! People are gonna call me out on hacks for that.
It's okay, it's happened to me.
Don't hit him.
Oh.
It's like I don't put him to sleep. I don't know.
I won't hit him when he falls asleep. I just want to give him my spirit gauge. Okay.
Did you get it? Okay, I think the bombs are over here, so I'm going to try and grab them. And then I guess I'll freeze. Oh yeah, hey, I got high speed gathering. Now that's sweet. It's actually kind of effective in the arena.
Yeah.
Quick, can you hit it?
I hope that worked.
That did. Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Oh no.
Oh, he went right into it.
Almost dead.
That's okay. He's in the shock trap.
He's gonna come out right now. Oh, this is a golden regime.
What's the difference? Oh, because he's sparking?
He also started gold and just went into rage. They have more health and are stronger. So
The other ones we were fighting weren't golden regimes, were they?
Nope, they were normal. Like, they started black, or they started gold and then went black.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that difference. I mean, I knew there were golden regimes. I didn't really know how to differentiate them at all.
Mm-hmm. It also has the reverse effect on the pitfalls. So you can only...
Oh, so you can only pitfall them when they're not raged.
Right.
Oh. But he'll always stay gold, right?
Yep. He just gets shiny when he goes in three.
He just gets Super Saiyan 2. Super Saiyan. And then, of course, in Frontier, they go Super Saiyan 3.
Oh, yeah.
So they stay in 2, and then they go to 3?
I forget. I haven't watched the video in a while.
No. Is that a HR 999 quest?
Yes, it is.
It's gotta be like... You gotta be such a neckbeard in order to get to that.
Well, aren't you almost there?
I'm like halfway there.
400 HR in a weekend?
No, it was 200 HR in a weekend. Or was it 300? I forget.
It was a lot.
It was... You know, I was hoping for more, too. there's only so much Cheetos and Mountain Dew someone can consume.
Delicious.
Oh, by the way, I don't eat or drink any of that. Just for the record, you know, a middle-aged man has to be kind of careful about what he eats and drinks. And those are no longer options if you ever want to not be morbidly obese. That stuff stays with you. Like, the closer you get to 30, like, the more consequences in life you find are readily apparent. And the ravages you do to your body are all too easily to see, you know. They start happening. That's true. Like, if you hurt something, like, you hurt your elbow or you hurt your knee, like, that just happened. Like, that's gonna stick with you for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Such is the curse of getting old.
Yep. Yeah, but that's kind of a weird thing about Japan, is their perception of middle age is far different than ours. Like, I think they expect people, like, to get older a lot faster than they really do. Like, you know, Game Center CX, like, Arena was middle-aged at, like, just a little over 30. Mm-hmm. It's not that old. But whatever.
Well, different cultures, different societies, what have you.
Yeah. So I'm beefing up my Japanese knowledge as well. Because I am a weeaboo. And it's very handy to at least be able to know, what was it, the furigana, I think? It makes it so much easier. If you can just sound things out and you have a general knowledge of what the monsters are in the game, then it's not a huge deal to kind of figure out what you need to do next. But their alphabet is weird. You know how their alphabet works, right, Maxella?
Nope. I'm not Japanese.
I thought maybe it was new. So they've got 3 main systems. 2 of them sound exactly the same. They just have different symbols because one is for Japanese words and the other one is for foreign words.
Okay.
Or maybe, I think, like, onomatopoeia sort of stuff. Like, you know, like, sounds and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And then they also, have the kana, which are the Chinese loan characters.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, if you know some Chinese, it would probably help a little bit. But, you know, that isn't a main form of how they communicate in writing.
Right.
Usually they mix it together.
Right.
Usually you've got a mix of the, phonosyllabic words, and then of course the kana words. So, you know, Monster Hunter uses all 3 plus, you know, English words as well, or English letters.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff you gotta figure out.
Yeah, understandable. This past weekend Capcom streamed some cool stuff with Dragon's Dogma.
Oh yeah, how does that look compared to Monster Hunter?
Well, prior to the stream, I kind of thought it was like going to be mediocre, and I didn't really consider it as something that I'd want to buy. But they showed off a lot of gameplay elements, and I think either one of the producers or the director came on and played a bit, and it looks really cool. Like, there's one thing you can do where you can pick up enemies and you can throw them. So
that sounds kind of fun. I mean, that's a good start.
Oh yeah. And if you're on a castle, because there are various castle and like fort defense quests, and you can throw dudes off of them. So like, say there are a bunch of goblins, you can knock one down, pick them up, chuck them off, and he'll go flying.
Well, how big are the fights in the game? Like, how many things can you fight at once? You see up the screen.
One of the things that the the stream showed was a fort defense quest, and it was like a huge invasion of goblins, cyclopses, and other things that all came into the base. And I'm not sure if there's a spawn limit, because little guys just kept coming in.
Now, I was under, rest in peace, I was under the impression that the game had no multiplayer. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Although, they do have a thing where...
you can, like, download other players' characters.
Right, right. It's in a way that's similar to, like, the cats from Monster Hunter.
Except you're downloading people.
Yes.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Sorry about it. They're called pawns, so it's okay. One day they will cross the board and become a queen.
Oop. You don't have to become a queen. I mean, sometimes you might want to become a knight.
No, that's bad. You're a queen.
Well, I mean, you're right. A queen would be best 99% of the time, but you never know.
No,
you're kind of... No, I'm running really low on ammunition that's worth using.
Oh my.
This is kind of... bad.
This is Gold Rajang.
Yeah, I don't know why they would give you a bow gun that has pierce shots and can only load two at a time. I mean,
that's the arena.
That seems like cheating.
Okay.
I don't even... There's like, well, really... Wait. How many times can we die?
I don't know. Maybe 5 or 7?
What? What? Why
some,
would it?
Some of the arena quests are just like that. Like, and try some of the.
We've got so many deaths still available to us.
It doesn't matter. Well, whatever.
No, we've got 3,000 more, dude. We've got a lot more dying to do. Oh my god.
That's good to know.
This is so stupid. What the heck?
There's a trap in one of the. The gathering spots if you want.
Well, I mean, that's probably a good way for me to remain at least semi-useful.
Oh, 10 minutes. Oh, God.
Oh, hey. Wow, that was amazing. Oh, my God. That was the best shot ever. That was very handy. I'm just going to use my Pierce one-shots, and then once I use those, I'll do something. I don't know. Yeah, we've got a lot of dying to do before we fail this quest. I mean, that's just like... It's more like a race against time than anything else.
Yeah, that's how some of the group training things seem to be. Because I tried soloing a number of the group train quests that they have just by default. And, like, the Kaku one is, like, a 5 or 10 minute limit. And your weapons and their health are scaled so that they would expect you to be doing it in a group.
So it's really hard. I mean, were you able to clear it, or...?
Yeah, I was able to clear it, but a couple of times I came close to timing out. And then for the... There's the Kongalala one, and I timed out a couple of times for that one.
Yeah. I mean, Kongalala just has so much life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the heck? Like, I know he's a big monkey, but please, I mean, you know, it's not like he's got a banana. He's gonna be a hungry monkey. Oh, did I just do that to you?
That's cool.
I just did that.
I was planning on that.
Okay.
It's the easiest way to detonate it.
Okay, so I have to remember that he goes from sparking to not sparking. I kept waiting for him to turn normal, and like, that's not going to happen. that doesn't... So what sort of quests are there in G-Rank that you can find the Golden Rajang? I mean, he's not in Final Invitation.
There's just one. I think it's called Child of Destruction.
Okay, and then here.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure of any others. There might be... One DLC, I think it's... Maybe not, I don't remember. But I think there might have been a DLC that's to Golden Rajang. That's like Final Invitation.
That doesn't sound very fair.
Oh, that's why it's DLC.
I mean, we have 5 more deaths between us, by the way. So we're doing alright.
Oh, really? You have that many?
Yeah. Rare that Unite would afford you such... So many mistakes. I mean, that means something. And by the way, this quest is limited to only 2 people, so it's not like they're expecting there'd be 4 in this one. Alright, this is the small barrel bombs. It's the other place that has the traps, right?
Yes. There's also a mega potion gathering.
Well, I don't need mega potions. I mean, just die in one hit anyways. It's not entirely true, but it's not
pretty close. Yeah.
Alright, so he is just normal now, so I should drop my pitfall trap.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do that. Oh wow, I didn't. Oh yeah, I've got. Wow, that's fast. Yeah, he's in it. Get him.
Sort of. Off to the side.
I don't know if you feel what that is. All right, so I'm kind of excited for Dragon's Dogma now. When's it due to come out?
I think it's May 24th, 25th, somewhere around there.
You know why that makes me a little depressed?
Why?
I mean, Monster Tri was released in, what was it, April 2010?
Yeah.
It's going to go like 3 years.
Less.
Like, really? Seriously?
Well, I can tell you something that might make you happy about Dragon's Dogma.
What's that? Is there a Rathalos in it?
If you light yourself on fire, if you touch other monsters, they get lit on fire too.
Oh. Well, that's... that's something I would like to see in this. You could, like, rub your blight off on monsters.
Like, you can climb a Cyclops while you're on fire, and he gets lit on fire too.
Like, does it, like, start spreading across his body based on where you are?
Yeah, I think so. Like...
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we've got four more deaths, but only 5 minutes. Oh, he died!
Did it.
Good job.
What cards are from you?
Congratulations. Oh, we've got... but this is a challenge quest. We don't get any cards. We got, like, mega potions, right? What are you getting over there?
Small golden fish.
What is the red onion golden fish for?
Same reason why Hermitar has mega potions or Keto jewels. Whatever it is.
I like to imagine he was holding on to the golden fish in his hand the entire time.
And carving it out of his stomach.
Oh, he ate them. I bet they taste pretty good. They can't taste that bad.
Oh, goldfish, the snack that smiles back.
They're biting their little heads off. No, I ate a fish head once.
How was it?
I mean, I didn't eat the entire thing, but I ate most of it. I ate every part of it that was edible. It was good. I would eat it again.
My brother enjoys eating the meat behind the fish eye.
I didn't know there was meat behind the fish eye.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never tried it.
Oh.
It doesn't look very appetizing to me.
I ate a duck head once, too.
Oh.
We've got one fan that's going to be very upset at us.
Rest in peace. Rest in pieces in my stomach.
Yeah, I won't get into the details with that one. All right, so let's do one more. We'll do a... So here's a certain G-Rank exclusive monster. In fact, a Monster Hunter Freedom Unite exclusive monster, as far as I know. Right? He doesn't show up anywhere else, does he?
I don't know. I don't really know the lineup, the full lineup for Frontier.
Yeah, Frontier is interesting in that it doesn't have nearly as many new monsters from Unite as you would expect it to have.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it doesn't have... I mean, the only thing it really shares are the ones like, what, Volganos? Lavazioth? Whatever you want to call him?
Hypnok?
Which, by the way, Hypnok is a total loser in Unite, but he's got some decent stuff going on in Frontier. I don't know if they have different moves or just I've never had a problem with him. Is that where he is?
Yep.
The hardcore version of Hypnok, he's just spraying sleep everywhere. He can't stop. He can't stop spreading sleep. He just does it all the time.
Have you fought the event Hypnok?
Which one? There's like a lot of them. Right?
Oh, there's one gigantic Hypnok.
No, I have not fought that one. Although it sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, I remember Amald showed some screen caps, and it's like bigger than World Eater, probably.
That's delightful. Oh my god. I want to see that so badly.
Yeah.
This guy seems like kind of tiny. Like, I feel kind of bad, like, hurting him.
It's okay.
He doesn't seem very large for a monster.
He'll throw rocks at you.
Yeah, I actually find him easier than normal Blaganga. What do you think?
I don't know. I think they're about the same.
I think he spends a lot more time throwing stuff, and so he stands still a lot more.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's what I mean, that's how I always felt about it. You know, he doesn't spend as much time hopping around. He's always like blowing sand at you or throwing a rock at you, and it's like those are things like I don't mind. Like, I'm just gonna stand to your side and poke you in the butt.
Yeah, I think they try to compensate that with that in his defenses, because you can bounce a lot on like his arms and whatnot.
If you don't have purple sharpness or ESP or whatever.
Yeah, maybe white. I'm not sure. And he also, I'm not sure, but I think he doesn't take too much elemental damage besides from his tail and his face.
No, I mean, there's a lot of monsters that are like that anyways. What does he get weak against? Ice or water?
Ice, I believe.
It's funny how they've got, like, subspecies that are basically opposites of the others.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, there's your one paralysis. I'm not sure how many more I can get outside of this. I mean, he'll probably be dead, right?
Maybe.
One would hope. Oh, wow, I'm bouncing on his hind legs with white sharpness only.
Yep.
So there we go. There's our answer.
Although I have white sharpness. I'm also a great sword.
What you using you, Camels?
Yep.
That is white sharpness?
I have sharpness up.
Okay. But you must have, like, just a sliver or two.
Yep. But it's not a big deal, because it's a great sword.
I guess I should just not aim for his legs. That would be the smart thing to do rather than just have to worry about sharpening all. So, my current goal is to try and just amass a sizable amount of hardcore weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, otherwise you're just going to spend forever using crappy weapons. I mean, you're pretty much stuck to doing that once you unlock your style rank. The bonus, of course, being that hardcore weapons end up being extremely powerful for the hunter rank they're at. In fact, they end up being among the most powerful weapons of the game, as far as I can tell. Even though they're only going to be like hunter rank, you know, 4 or 5 or 6. Whereas, you know, the highest in the game go up to 12.
My.
Yeah. Yep, just one of those things. And you just got to keep unlocking like every 100 style rank or so. Once you get past 100, we'll unlock like basically another level. No, it's not 1 for 1, but around there.
Mm-hmm. Have you fought any particular crazy hardcore monsters?
I mean, the most interesting stuff... Let's see. I mean, Kieran is probably the scariest, I suppose. Because he gets hard enough already in the higher ranks anyway. But, you know, the more hardcore or G-rank you fight him, the more he teleports and just has no place left in normal history or life or anything. Like, he becomes the DeLorean. Like, teleporting and backflipping all over the place. And it's scary, you know? I mean, they essentially compensated for the fact that he used to be the most easily farmed monster in the game. There was a certain area in the Snowy Mountains where you'd be able to kind of, like, hide in a tunnel and shoot at him with impunity. And as a result, I think they started giving him more and more attacks that just home in on you no matter where you are.
I like that.
To the point where that's all he ever does is just use homing attacks on you constantly. So unless you're constantly evading at exactly the right moment, you're probably going to die. I did die many times. I mean, I've rage quit a fair number of times in that game. You know, that's very embarrassing. I mean, because, you know, it can take a while to get a group together, and some groups are very transient. You know, you can be spending 5 to 10 minutes to find a group, and then they'll do one quest and you do okay, but then they leave anyways. So, you know, then you're at the point where, all right, we finally got a group together, we're in this quest, and then, like, you die once. You're like, okay, that happens. Like, mistakes happen. You die again, you're like, oh, I'm getting a little angry here. And you'll die, like, a third time, the quest will fail, and he's, like, totally just, like, palm slam the power button on your computer. You're like, screw this! I hate this game! We're never playing it again! Then you get a hacks done, and you'll play with other people, and you sit there and you cry.
It's cheating.
You get a serious bet, take out payday loans, and you'll get pretty fun.
That's good. Good.
It's bad things. No, I mean, honestly, like, the more people you have to play the game, the funner it's going to be. Like, you know, we're slowly building a bigger English community. I mean, Mindguard has been around forever, but there's a lot of people in the guild that are really high ranked, and it's like really, you know, we can't expect them to come down and help out all the noobs.
Right.
So, you know, the more people we get into it, the more people we get along the gradient of the pipeline of, you know, from 0 to 199, the better time we're all going to have. I mean, there's one way to alleviate that, is that if you're a hunter rank anywhere between 1 and 31, you can be adopted by people as, like, their newbie while you're at that level because you give them bonus a style rank. And at your lowest level style rank, that might make it worth it to do quests with that person.
Isn't there also, like, a mentor-mentee thing?
There might be. Not that I know of exactly. I mean, outside of the Rasta, you know, clone hunter system, which is, of course, that can end up being very powerful. If you get a really good Rasta, I mean, that could be... I mean, nothing will ever be good as the hacked, you know, the hackster Rasta, the pay Rasta. But, you know, you can get pretty powerful in terms of the amount of paralysis you get off and stuff like that.
Right. I think I remember reading something about a mentor-mentee thing where a higher-ranked person can get a lower-ranked person, and then I think maybe after the lower-ranked person increases their hunter rank, the... both of them get some sort of bonus, like the low rank person might get some ore that might be hard to get at low rank, and then the high rank person gets tickets or something.
That's something that I want to do.
Will you adopt me?
Yeah, I'll adopt you, sure. I'll take a, you know, mostly grown man child into my home. Sit around. We were joking about that, like, you know, most people, like, they sometimes end up with a stepdad. What if you ended up with a Shep dad? And, like, you know, like, I'm not really married to anyone, but, like, I just show up at your house. You know, I talk to you sometimes. Like, you find me. I'm, like, always hanging out playing Monster Hunter.
Are you Mr. Bojangles?
Like, I pull up a list of chores. Like, the list of chores is, like, you know, get me some honey and farm me up 10 hunter ranks. And I come back and you have me up 8 hunter ranks. And I'm just, like, really disappointed in you.
Oh. Would you send me to my room without food? Or would you send me onto a quest without food?
I would send you on quests without well-done steaks or energy drinks. I'd be like, you know, you go on that quest and you beat that Kirin without any pellet shots. That's your punishment for the weekend. Which isn't too hard. I mean, you just use a sword and shield. I guess it's not that bad.
No, Shepdad. I don't care what you say, Shepdad. You're not my real Shepdad.
You're not my real Shepdad, Shepherd. And I'll be like, I'm the only Shepdad you ever had.
No.
I'm the only Shepdad that cares.
I would find Brad Galloway.
Brad Galloway would probably be a better Shepherd Dad than me. Yeah. He's probably the only other Shepdad out there.
He hunts his kids.
He literally is a Shepdad. He is a Shepherd Dad. I only have, like, adoptive, like, fans of the podcast children. He's got, like, real living, breathing, screaming, crying children. And then we help them kill a Tigrex.
And then he gets disappointed because he didn't get the carbs he wanted.
Yeah, the son's like, Dad, why didn't I get the carbs? And the dad's kind of like sitting on a heavenly, like,
you didn't see that. Santa box.
See that. All right, so I think that's going to be it for today. We're not going to go too long. We don't have Christian or Nick, so we're not going to drag anything out any farther than it needs to be. Any last questions, Noxilla, or should we just wrap it up?
All right, I have one more question that pertains to Freedom Unite.
Okay.
So this is from Sven88 from Formspring, and he recently bought a PSP in Freedom Unite, and he wants to know what a good starting set for Gunner and Blademaster are.
Oh, like before high rank? Like just starting out right away?
I think so.
If I remember correctly... the Blaganga Light Bowgun is a pretty good choice to start off with because it has a high amount of normal 2 and a fairly decent amount of attack power. I would go for that first. As for a good starting armor set, I can't remember off the top of my head what would be decent. I mean, usually at that level, you know, you can kind of look for things. If you can find anything that has normal attack up plus the other one there, go with that.
I think the battle set is not bad. I think it has speed sharpened, psychic vision, and maybe attack.
Well, what would be the corresponding skills for a gunner set with the battle set?
Pretty sure it'd be the same, except maybe speed reload.
A reload plus one? I don't know if that'll help.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Maybe the Kaku set, I guess. Kaku set plus the Buganga. Because I know the Kaku set has attack up.
Yeah.
Early on, don't worry too much about armor skills in this game. Because they're much harder to come around in Unite than they are in Tri or Portable Third. You don't have decoration. I mean, you don't have talismans to equip.
Right.
So you're not going to be getting the crazy amount of skills that you did before. I mean, of course, as you get into G rank, you're going to get a lot more things going on. But early on, just, you know, focus on getting a gun that has a decent amount of shots of the type that you want. You know, if you have the time to grind and you're not using other weapons, then go ahead and make the elemental versions of the guns. But otherwise, just don't, increases in power are incremental at best.
Mm-hmm.
There's no massive jumps anywhere along the line. So as soon as you get up the next hunter rank, maybe make a new hunt, do it 9 times. Make a new armor set and make a new weapon every 9 ranks or so.
Make the cat bowgun.
Or just make the cat everything. You can actually, the cat helmet's not a bad choice. It's got bomb strength up. That would be pretty decent for a gunner.
Yeah, and the cat bowgun actually has rapid fire. And it has a pretty good clip size for fire and normal, too.
Oh, okay. So just make everything cat, and you'll be good to go.
Be cat.
Okay. All right, so I think that's it for this episode. Right around now, I am going to pop up all the ways for you to contact us. You know, there's email that I never check, FormSpring that Noxella checks, the socialdistance.com website where you can find me on a fairly regular basis, at least on the weekend, in the IRC channel, as well as a message board that people post various little get-togethers and things on.
Yeah.
You can use our Twitter. Usually we update that, or somebody updates that whenever there's an update to the podcast. And then, of course, you can always message us on YouTube. In the near future, I'm going to be trying to make sure that I synchronize things across both YouTube and Blip TV. I've been fairly busy with my new job, and I guess now is as good a time as any to say that we could probably expect releases every 2 weeks instead of every week.
No.
At least, well, until Christian can kind of help us when we start season 2, which will probably be around episode 100, or whatever that is. I'm just going to say, look for every 2 weeks rather than every week. You might get extra stuff in between, but until then, I don't want people to get their hopes up and then be shattered when it isn't out every Thursday or Sunday or Saturday or whenever I happen to release it. Okay. Maybe.
What?
Okay. So, this is Shepard saying good luck, have a good hunt, and until next time...
You're not my real Shepdad.
Wunderbar! Yeah!
I was your Shepdad when you were just a glimmer in your Kaku's eye.
My Kaku is dead. He turned into a Kurapeku.
What if you, got your birth certificate and you found out, your dad was actually, half Kaku?
Well, then I would wonder if I could fly.
Or, you look in the mirror one day and you realize that, if you focus real hard, your ears pop out. Really far.
So, are they breakable?
Of course, ears are breakable.